WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to The Commathon. You know, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high with excitement, the next you're plummeting into anxiety or stress. But guess what? There's a secret weapon against those turbulent tides: inner peace. And trust me, this isn't some fluffy, light a scented candle and meditate kind of thing. This is about building real resilience, that unshakable sense of calm even when the world around you feels like it's imploding. So, grab your headphones, take a deep breath, and let's dive into how we can cultivate inner peace in these crazy times. Now, I know what you're thinking, peace in today's world, seriously, but hear me out. It's not about ignoring the chaos, it's about learning to navigate it with grace. Imagine this. You're walking through a crowded street, everyone rushing around, horns blaring, and suddenly, you feel a sense of calm wash over you. You don't get swept away by the frenzy. That's what we're aiming for. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you achieve that inner sanctum. First up, practice mindfulness. Think of it as training your brain to stay present. It's not about emptying your mind, it's about observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, like watching clouds drift by. You know those moments when you get completely lost in a task, building that Lego set, baking that delicious cake, or even just taking a hot shower? That's mindfulness in action. Those distractions fade away and you're fully immersed in the experience. Try practicing mindful breathing for a few minutes each day. Just focus on your breath going in and out. It sounds simple, but it can make a world of difference. Next up, set realistic expectations. Ever heard that phrase, life happens? Well, it's true. Sometimes things don't go according to plan, and that's okay. When you set yourself up for constant perfection, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate the small wins, learn from the setbacks, and remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Embrace gratitude. Seriously, this one is a game changer. When you start focusing on what you have instead of what you lack, your perspective shifts. It's like flipping a switch suddenly, you see the good in things even when challenges arise. Keep a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're grateful for each day, big or small. You might be surprised how much this simple practice can improve your mood and outlook. Now, let's talk about cultivating healthy boundaries. Remember, saying no is not selfish, it's self-care. Protect your time, energy, and emotional well-being by setting clear boundaries with others. You don't have to please everyone all the time. It's okay to prioritize your own needs and make decisions that align with your values. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when you make mistakes. We all stumble, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same understanding and kindness you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, you are worthy of love and compassion, just as you are. Think about that last stressful situation you faced, maybe a deadline at work, an argument with a loved one, or even just a traffic jam that made you late for something important. Did you feel your heart rate increase? Your breath get shallower? Well, imagine now if instead of reacting impulsively, you took a few deep breaths, acknowledged the stressful feeling, and then shifted your focus to something calming, maybe listening to your favorite song, taking a short walk in nature, or simply focusing on the sensations of your feet on the ground. See how different that feels. That's the power of practicing calm amidst chaos. So there you have it, 5 practical tools to help you cultivate inner peace even when life throws curveballs your way. Remember, this isn't about achieving some mythical state of perfect serenity, it's about finding a sense of groundedness and resilience within yourself. A place where you can weather the storms with grace and emerge stronger on the other side. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies have you found helpful for staying calm in turbulent times? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe to The Calm Within so you never miss an episode packed with practical wisdom and relatable stories. Until next time, remember, peace begins within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.